Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thanks for staying with me. Folks, this is a red letter day for me. This is a high point in my career. Because once again, for I don't know how many times we've done this, probably at least 8 or 10 times in the last 13, 14 years, I've had the honor of introducing you to and reintroducing you to someone I consider to be a national treasure. I know he's a witness to a century because last week he turned 93. And the company his father founded today turns 88. And the Kiplinger Organization. And Austin Kiplinger is here, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating, as we have been now for all these years, the anniversary of the Kiplinger letter and the anniversary of his birth. Austin Kiplinger, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Folks, in case you don't remember, Austin, of course, grew up in his dad's business, the Kiplinger letter. So many of you know about that publication, about that media group. Mr. Kiplinger, you fought in World War II. You were a television broadcaster. You've been a National Wire Service reporter. You've been a corporate executive, a publishing executive. You've had all the jobs, and now you get to do whatever the heck you want to do, don't you?
Yes, I can, and I'm still doing a lot of the same things. No imagination, I guess.
No, but you're doing a lot of things. I know you're giving back to the community. You do a lot of work with your neighborhood historical society, and you still got, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know whether you still have it, but do you still have your farmland? You still growing crops?
Oh, yes, indeed, and I've had a good crop of soybeans. We haven't harvested them yet, but I think we're going to have a pretty good yield.
What about corn? You got
any farmers? Any farmers listening will probably know what I'm talking about.
Right. How about corn?
I did not grow corn this year. Yeah. I may have corn next year.
Right. What makes you decide whether to
put in some?
Is it price? The price of that you get for the?
Oh, they're very high.
Yeah.
Because of ethanol and
right.
All that kind of thing.
Right. Right. So
you know, you can make gasoline out of darn near anything. If
mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of cost. And
right.
Ethanol is actually a little more expensive than petroleum, but we do it right here.
Uh-huh.
We do
exactly.
on our own
exactly.
territory.
But you know, speaking of fuel, one of the topics, as you know, I reviewed the Kiplinger letter on my show for a dozen years every week. And one of the topics that came up all the time, at least a couple of times a year, Kiplinger reported on the progress of hydrogen-powered fuel, hydrogen fuel. And I reported on that recently, Mr. Kiplinger, and hydrogen is making a comeback.
Well, all of these alternative fuels are. It's just a matter of cost, relative cost. And, you know, markets determine it.
Right.
If you can get it better and cheaper someplace else, it will go that way. But biofuels, as we call them, the things that we grow, we're encouraging simply
right.
because they're here.
Well, we need what humanity needs is renewable energy, right? Rather than depleting energy, oil is being depleted. Whereas if we can find a way to do hydrogen or from bio or whatever, those are renewable energies, aren't they?
Well, that's right. I'm not a scientist, and I know that. But you know, there's an old rule. I think Sir Isaac Newton had a certain 10 rules of nature, and the third rule of nature, I always remember because it says, "For every action, there is an equal and
right.
opposite reaction,"
mm-hmm.
and that's a good rule of thumb, and it's a good thing to remember because everything has its cost and its
right.
benefits.
Yeah, absolutely, no question about it. As you think about farmers these days, you get back to the farming thing. You know, I grew up on a farm. I remember the day when there were a lot of family farmers. There are not as many family farmers anymore, are there?
Well, because farms are getting more productive and they're getting bigger. You've got family farms, but they don't look the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my nearest neighbor out in the country at Seneca, Maryland, is a fellow named Ben Allnut, and he raises every known vegetable and fruit that you need around the metropolitan area. Now, that's different from what his father did. His father raised calves and a little corn.
Yeah, livestock
so
and corn.
Yeah, but he's a family farmer.
Right.
He doesn't look like the one that that his grandfather was, but he's a family farmer. He's just doing it in a different way.
Well, and he's growing his products are for the city folks who want those fresh vegetables, aren't they?
Exactly. He's growing things for the market that
exactly.
he sees closest to
which
him.
Is a good lesson for all of us folks to make sure that
it
we don't get too
is.
Far away from the customers in our marketplace. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Austin Kiplinger, celebrating his 93rd birthday. And he doesn't even mind me telling you that. I guess when you get to be 93, you kind of brag about it. Quick break, 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.